You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Scott Butcher from the Anderson's Climbers facility in Logansport, Indiana, is on the phone line to take a look at the cash grain market. Thanks so much for taking the time with us, Scott. A couple of weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, I suppose you had pushed the price of corn to almost $8. That shook loose quite a few bushels. Where are you today?
We're just a little bit under that, Todd. We're right around the 780, 85 area. So we've kind of came back off of that a little bit, but and that's definitely slowed movement here for a minute.
Slowed movement, but it's still an awfully high price per corn. Do you think it'll take $8 again for producers to shake things loose, or will they do something before the end of the year just to get things done?
No, I do think it'll take above $8 again. I think that, you know, most folks are, feeling better about their sales and, you know, what they've been able to sell. So they're really looking for, the sky's the limit on their expectations now.
Should it be is the question.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, really, the big answer, probably starts to get a little bit more clear. January 11th crop report probably gives us a little bit better idea of what we're going to be seeing for prices, for the near term anyway here. It really feels like things will be kind of around this area until then.
Your ethanol plant capable of operating at a decent margin at the $8 cash price?
Yeah. I mean, you feel okay about where we're at right now. I mean, obviously, we're just like everybody else. We're, trying to get as much as we can out of it. But, right now, we just take what we can get.
And your bids for the day?
Right now, cash corn, we're $7.85. Soybeans, $14.70.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Scott Butcher is with the Anderson's Climbers facility in Logansport, Indiana. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. We'll talk with the folks at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, right here on the Closing Market Report.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.